Hey man, what a beautiful song. And it's good when you put the mic up there, we can hear you. Years ago, I was sitting in my study. I was a young man, and I'd been reading the scriptures, and the Lord came to me and said, "Would you rather petrify or putrefy?" Call me by surprise, because it's not like I was asking any questions or even had thought of such a thing. But I thought for a moment, and I mean, I would know what putrefy meant. You know, that's pretty gross. And my thought of petrify was, you know, like scared. You know, like Peter, when he denied Christ three times, he was scared. He was in the natural flesh. And ran away. So I got to thinking, well, I don't want to putrefy. That's stinky and ugly and gross. Yeah, I'd probably rather petrify. And the Lord said to me, he showed me, it just flashed through my mind, this petrified forest. And he said, when you're petrified, you're stone. I can do nothing for you. But even if you putrefy, I can raise you up. You know, I changed my mind real quick. I didn't want to petrify anymore. I wanted to putrefy. But I didn't want to putrefy. But if I had to do one or the other, give me the putrefy, and then you could restore me. I used to think some crazy things. The Lord showed me, if you believe on Him, no matter where you go, He can bring you back. Now, I had a conversation with a young man today, and he had something interesting to say. I don't remember what it was, but I remember the scripture verse he referred to. And that was Mark 14, verse 38. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he was to be betrayed. And he'd asked the disciples to stay and pray while he went aside and prayed. Peter, James, and John. He come back, he found him asleep. And couldn't you guys stay awake just a little bit? And watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. It's amazing to me how many people try to serve the Lord with their flesh. When the flesh is weak. The flesh is always weak. It's never strong. Even the greatest bodybuilder, when it comes to serving God, his flesh is weak. He may be able to pick up 1,000 pounds. But he couldn't lift one angel feather. Amen, Brother Davy. It's the truth. Many people try to serve God with their flesh. And the thing that defeats them all the time is the flesh is the seat of the feelings and emotions. They try to love God with Filios love. And quite honestly, Filios love is up and down, up and down. When things are going great, yeah. When they're going bad, boo-hoo. Didn't need that. So anyway, we have to come to that point where we believe God by His Word, by His faith, using our faith with the Spirit of God and our spirit. That is a bond that cannot be broken. See, here's this guy, Peter, who ran cursing the name of Jesus because a servant girl said he was one of them. And yet this same Peter, later on, stood in front of the Sanhedrin and all the rulers and proclaimed Christ. And when they said, when they forbid him, he said, "Who are you that I should obey you?" He was bold, he was strong, he was mighty, because he wasn't operating in the flesh, he was operating in the Spirit. And when you operate in the Spirit, you are strong. You can do anything. We have it good in this country. We have it really good. There are people around the world, man, I just tell you what. I don't know what it would, I cannot imagine what it would be like to be a Christian in some of those countries. I think we're going to find out in this one before too long if things don't change. How are you going to respond? If you're scared to witness to someone in public because of what they'll think of you, what will you be when it will cost you your life? To serve God is to believe Him and His Word no matter what. To stand with Him. You either stand on the side of the world or you stand on the side of Jesus Christ. There's no in between. And the only way to do that, the only way to do that is through the Spirit. There are times when I have been places in danger and my flesh was yelling, "Run! Get out of here!" And my spirit said, "Stand." Back during the riots years ago, the race riots, a white man alone in the center of a black neighborhood, accosted by blacks armed with guns and machetes. And I stood and said, "I serve the living God, and His angels are here to protect me." And they dropped their weapons and ran. Later, I saw one in the church. We had a mission. That's where I was going to. And there was a chapel in it. We were having church. And then one of the guys came in the church, and when he saw me, his eyes got big. He started looking around all over the place. I said, what's the matter? He says, I'm looking for those big dudes that were with you. They had their swords. I said, they're here. But don't worry, they won't hurt you. Not while you're here. He actually came to know the Lord. But I could never have done that in my flesh. Never could I have done that. Only through the Spirit. There have been some battles going on. Mighty battles. Some of you may have a clue that something's wrong, that you feel a weight or something. Our nation is in a battle with Satan right now. There are angels of Satan in the heavenlies battling to destroy this country. They're battling to destroy this country. And it should be the Christian standing in faith, trusting God, to pray against these enemies, that God's angels prevail. Hey, Brother Davey, you don't know what you're talking about. Really? Daniel started praying one time. He had a serious problem. He had to tell the king what his dream was and interpret it. What bad enough he had to interpret it, he had to tell him what it was to start with. And if he didn't, everyone would be killed. So he started praying. 21 days later, it was Gabriel that showed up. Or Michael. And says, from the moment you decided to pray, Lord sent me. But I was withheld by an angel of Satan in the second heaven. And Gabriel was sent to help me. Took 21 days for that battle to take place. All over a dream. A dream. And yet now we're in a situation in this country where Satan is trying everything he can to destroy this nation and bring it down to dust and take God completely out of the nation through education, through laws, through government, through intimidation, through any way possible. And behind it all are fallen angels. And under them, demonic spirits. And what are Christians doing about it? Nothing. They're like Peter. They run and hide in their closet. Because somebody might say, he's with them. Or yes, she is a believer. Well, I got news for you. I am a believer. And I got news for Satan. I am victorious in Jesus Christ. And I will win in Jesus Christ. And there will be no turning back from me. Christians need to get that attitude. And the only way you can do it is through the Spirit. can't do it through the flesh. Is it not written that we have spiritual weapons that are greater than the enemies, even to pulling down strongholds? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But spiritual wickedness in what? Heavenly places. That's the battle. That's where it's at. I am saddened and I'm tired of watching Christians beat up all the time because they try to serve God with their flesh and their emotions. You can't win that way. You cannot win. It will not happen. You'd be like that man over in James, tossed to and from by every wind of doctrine. One person comes and says one thing, another person comes and says another thing, and you bounce back and forth between the two because you don't know what to believe. I'll tell you what to believe. Believe the Word. Believe the Word of God. Believe what it says. Everybody hearing my voice, whether it be by satellite, whether it be by radio, or whether it be by internet, or tape, or what, is capable of understanding God's Word if they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and get rid of their pride. God will reveal it to the humble, not to the prideful. Just read it for what it says. It's not that complicated. And then choose to believe it. That's all there is to it. You choose to believe it. No matter what you see, no matter what happens around you, it doesn't matter. If Daniel can believe God's word, stuck in a hole with lions surrounding him, that he could see with his eyes and smell their breath, can't you? Can't I? Trust God in His Word? Just because a few feelings are coming against us? Big difference between emotional feelings and lion teeth in your neck. So let's grab hold of what God has given us. His Word. It's powerful. It's strong. Nothing can break it. Nothing can change it. Man can try to change it, but it won't be changed. It'll never be changed. It'll stand forever. When everything else is gone, it'll stand. I've watched a lot of people come, and I've watched a lot of people go. And they always go for the same reasons. Always go for the same reasons. They got their feelings hurt. Or God didn't do what they thought He should do. I got news for you, folks. God is righteous. He is holy. And He is truth. And there's no darkness in him, and there's no unrighteousness in him, and there's no falsehood in him, and it is impossible for him to make a mistake. Well, because he chose me, that's questionable. No, he was right. I don't know why, but he was right. So what's the problem? Make a choice. Stand in that choice. Get in your closet. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Wherefore, beloved, building up thy most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. That's praying in tongues, folks. Well, I don't know. If you've had hands laid on you to receive the Holy Spirit, then believe it. Believe it. I'm talking to somebody today. Well, I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of. Well, babies, when they start talking, don't have a lot of words either. In fact, half the time you can't understand anything. Then all of a sudden, boom, they break forth. They start talking. You can't shut them up. Amen. It's the truth. I'm thinking of one little girl right now that I know of that's in Maryland. Love that little kid. But boy, can she talk. On and on, her sentences are an hour long. Doesn't have periods. Doesn't know what a period is. She sure knows the word "and." And you know what? It's precious because God showed me in that. That's the way He wants us to be with Him. You know, when you pray in spirit, you're praying a perfect prayer. You're praying what God wants to hear, not what you think He wants to hear. And it builds your spirit, and it builds your faith, and it builds your spiritual strength. So let's get it. Let's move forward. Let's kick some satanic butt. Amen. Amen. Do me a favor. Sing that song again you just finished. And keep that mic up there so we can hear that good, deep voice. Better than mine.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I can't live without you.